Time to touch base with Melbourne City. Now, it didn't go their way on the weekend, the A-League Grand Final against Sydney FC. It was an entertaining affair. A little bit of drama, of course, to the VAR controversy. It didn't go the way of our boys, but Scotty Jamieson, the captain, was sitting there watching it, I imagine, biting nails from start to finish. He joins us again. Scotty, good morning.
Morning, boys.
How was it? How were you? In the build-up and then during the game?
Yeah, it was pretty different, to be honest with you. Then at times I've really watched grand finals, there's been times when it hasn't been my team. So you know, to sit there and not be a part of it was pretty tough. But it was a good start to the game. Unfortunately, we didn't capitalise with the VAR taking it off. But ultimately, yeah, it was just hard to watch. But I was proud of the players and the staff, and something that hopefully next time I can be a part of.
Was it harder than you thought, not being there?
No, not really. I knew it was going to be bloody hard. Emotions were all over the place. Like I said, I never really thought my team would play in the grand final and I wouldn't be a part of it. So, just one of those things. You know, it's happened before. Players have either been suspended and missed out on grand finals and, you know, I felt for them. So, I was just the unfortunate one this year.
And what was your role through the week? Did you get involved via Zoom a few times and have a chat, or were you connected to the group throughout the week?
Earlier in the week, I was pretty hands-on with speaking to a lot of people, and then you know once we made the final, I kind of spoke and then let them be. I didn't really want to get too much into it. I'm sure they're getting sick and tired of receiving messages and I'm sure they want their time away from me for a little bit because I can chew their ear off. So towards the game, I stepped away a little bit let it play out.
Obviously, you never know, particularly in football where just one moment can change the result. But when you got to extra time, how were you feeling? Were you confident that you were the better team going into that, or were you a bit more nervous? What were your emotions?
Well, I mean, we started the game really well, and that gave me a lot of confidence. You know, grand finals can you don't have to play well, but momentum really helps you. And I thought, you know, we started well, and the momentum was on our side, and they probably caught it back towards half time. But you go into extra time, I actually thought it'd go to penalties. That was my feeling. I thought it's going to go to penalties here, and I wasn't worried or anything like that. And then, each one incident changes the game, and that was the case with Ryan Grant chesting the ball in.
And so that was the emotion going into the extra time period. What about now, reflecting on, as you said, you know, it was almost unexpected that you got through to the grand final. We followed your progress now for a number of years, and the team's improved rapidly. Are you already looking forward to getting into next year, or do you need the break? What's the feeling now?
Well, it's different. I mean, for the team and myself, it's completely different. It's about them enjoying it, I guess enjoying a few beers, and just taking a step back. Myself, I've stepped back for about 2 or 3 weeks. I'm training pretty much tomorrow straight away. I'm back into it and preparing for trying to get back there next year. So, it's important for the players to take a step back. You have to appreciate the sacrifices that they've made. The staff also, you know, being in a hub wasn't easy, and essentially, you know, they need to spend time with their family. But myself, straight back into it and ready to go.
How do you describe the season for City, Scotty? Obviously, a grand final performance is a great achievement, but was that expected? Did you think you were good enough to go all the way, or was Sydney, as they showed throughout pretty much the home and away season, the best placed team for the competition?
Yeah, I think every season we go into, we look at the trophies on offer and we look to win. Now, unfortunately, we played in both grand finals and lost, so you know people could say it was a failure. Ultimately, we didn't get what we wanted, but at the same time, we've produced some records for our club in the sense of, you know, highest points We've made Asia to compete in Asia next year, and we've really progressed as a club and as a team. So, you know, there's definitely some real positives there. But you know, I'd be lying if I said I was disappointed. I wasn't disappointed that we didn't get a trophy. So that's the challenge now. We've done really well this year, but you know, we need to win trophies.
Well, you get a chance to do that next year. You get a chance, hopefully, at some stage, to have a few beers with the boys as well, and wrap up an interesting season. Let's be honest, from the A-League's perspective, but certainly from Melbourne City's perspective. Ultimately, not premiership success, but a great success, I reckon, in many respects for Melbourne City and where they can go in the future under your leadership, mate. Well done. Appreciate your time as always. Look forward to catching up with you soon.
Cheers, boys. Always a pleasure, and thanks for the support.
Good on you. Scotty Jamieson, Melbourne City captain, with us on The Breakfast Club. We'll get to the news. Johnny Bowden's got the latest after that. Sam Doherty, another captain, three of them today, from the Blues, will join us. And then Kelsey Brown, one of our favourites from the Collingwood Super Netball team. Didn't have a great weekend individually or from a collective perspective. We'll talk about those issues that she's going to face for the rest of the season after 8 o'clock as well.